Welcome or welcome back, my lovely tea leaves, and to today's episode, which is unique like your lovely selves because it's a custom story crafted just for me, for you. I'll be delving into the grotesque narrative of Underneath Eldritch. Oh, it sounds innocuous, mates, but it's far from it. A story that intertwines themes of survival, dystopia, and the unbreakable bonds of friendship, but I'm going to leave out the best part. I'm not going to give away the surprise of what makes this truly my favorite kind of story. Oh, no. This gripping tale takes us deep into the heart of a small quarry town, Eldritch, and uncovers the horrors that lies beneath it. Join me as we unravel this journey of Alex and Jamie, two miners whose lives are forever changed when a routine excavation uncovers a mysterious material that does something to the town. Underneath Eldritch is not just a story of survival, it's a reflection of humanity's capacity for both destruction and resilience. It asks us to consider what lies beneath the surface of our existence and how we respond when confronted with the unimaginable. At every turn, I ask you, what would you do? So, tune in as we explore the darkness underneath Eldritch and the light of hope that guides its survivors through the shadows. Enjoy. Underneath Eldritch. The town of Eldritch, nestled in the embrace of ancient hills, was a place where the past lingered like the morning mist, a reminder of the town's storied history with the earth beneath. It was here, in the heart of a community bound by the legacy of mining, that Alex lived. A man whose world was defined not by the vastness of the sky, but by the reassuring confines of the earth below. For Alex, the open spaces of Eldritch, with their endless horizons and the boundless sky, were a vast ocean in which he felt adrift, vulnerable to the unseen currents that pulled at the edges of his mind. The mines, with their narrow passages carved from the living rock, offered him solace, a refuge from the expanse that lay above. Here, in the dimly lit corridors beneath the earth, his heart found a measure of peace, a rhythm that matched the steady drip of water on stone, a counterpoint to the chaos that open spaces wrought within him. Jamie, who had stood by Alex since their childhood days, understood the depths of his friend's fear, as only a true companion could. Their friendship was a beacon, a light that shone all the brighter for its constancy in the face of Alex's struggles. Jamie's strength was not just in his unwavering support, but in his ability to bridge the world above with the one that lay below, guiding Alex through the open spaces with a patience that was as much a balm to Alex as the solid rock was to his troubled soul. Together, they represented the heart of Eldritch, a testament to the enduring human spirit that thrived in the face of adversity, their bond and reflection of the community's resilience, a mirror to the town's collective heart. It was a day like any other day in the depths of the mines, with the steady clang of pickaxes and the muffled sounds of men at work echoing through the tunnels. Yet fate, with its inscrutable design, had woven a different path for the miners of Eldritch that day, a path that led to a discovery shrouded in light and shadow. The material that Alex's pickaxe revealed was an enigma, its surface smooth and cool to the touch, yet alive with an inner light that pulsed gently, as if in rhythm with the heartbeat of the earth itself. The miners gathered, drawn by the unearthly glow, their faces bathed in the soft luminescence, a tableau of human curiosity poised on the brink of the unknown. The foreman, a man whose life was etched in the lines of his face and the calluses on his hands, approached the material with a reverence that belied his usual pragmatism. His touch, tentative at first, became the harbinger of chaos. The day the miners of Eldritch broke through to an undiscovered cavern was marked not by triumph, but by terror. What they unearthed was not ore or precious gems, but a pulsating, iridescent material. its glow ominous and alluring. As the foreman reached out, his fingers barely grazing the surface, the transformation began. A grotesque metamorphosis that would herald the town's descent into nightmare. The change in the foreman was immediate and horrific. His skin, once rugged and lined with the marks of labor, began to ripple, as if something beneath sought escape. Within moments, his flesh turned translucent, revealing the frantic dance of his mutating muscles and veins. Veins throbbed and pulsed with a sickening vibrancy, winding and unwinding like serpents trapped under his skin. As the miners watched, frozen in horror, the foreman's cries became gurgles. His jaw distended unnaturally, unhinging to allow the growth of razor-sharp, mineral-like protrusions that erupted from his gums, replacing his teeth with a maw fit for a beast of prey. His eyes, once a piercing blue, now glowed with the same malevolent light as the material, casting an eerie luminescence that bathed the cavern in a ghastly pallor. The horror did not end there. One by one, those who had come into contact with the glowing substance began to convulse, their bodies contorting into a macabre dance of transformation, skin split and reformed, bones cracked and elongated, giving rise to forms so grotesque that they defied human comprehension, limbs twisted, sprouting extraneous fingers and arms, each moving with a mind of its own, while torsos bulged, accommodating new, undefined organs that pulsated with sickening vigor. The sounds of their transformation filled the cavern, a symphony of cracks, squelches, and screams that echoed off the walls, a testament to the unnatural forces at work. The air grew thick with the stench of exposed innards and the metallic tang of blood, a sensory assault that overwhelmed all that witnessed it. In the midst of this chaos, Alex and Jamie, untouched by the corruption, found themselves spectator to a scene from the deepest pits of hell. Their friends and colleagues, now monstrous parodies of their former selves, turned on one another with feral intensity. The cavern, once a site of industrious toil, became a slaughterhouse, the ground slick with the viscera of those who had undergone the most violent of transformations. The creatures that emerged from the carnage bore little resemblance to the men they once were. Their forms were a nightmarish collage of human and alien, a manifestation of pure body horror that defied the laws of nature. With senses heightened by the mutation, they turned their gaze outward towards the town of Eldridge, driven by a hunger that was no longer human. Alex and Jamie, witnessing the birth of this horror, understood the true peril Eldridge faced. With a survival instinct that overrode their shock, they fled into the depths of the mines, away from the screams and the grotesque spectacle of transformation. Behind them, the creatures, emboldened by their new forms and insatiable hunger, began their march towards the unsuspecting town, heralding an invasion of flesh and nightmare. The discovery in the mine had not been a blessing but a curse, a Pandora's box of horror unleashed upon Eldridge, transforming it from a quiet mining town into a battleground for survival against monstrosities born from the very earth they had once sought to claim. Panic spread like wildfire, a primal fear that drove the miners to flee, their bond of camaraderie forgotten in the rush for survival. Amidst the pandemonium, Alex and Jamie found themselves propelled by a single desire to escape, their actions guided by an instinct to survive that overshadowed all else. They retreated into the bowels of the mine, their path illuminated only by the feeble glow of their headlamps and the haunting knowledge of the horror they left behind. The air grew thick with the scent of fear, a palpable presence that clung to them as they navigated the labyrinthine tunnels, their footsteps a desperate cadence in the oppressive silence. With each turn, they distanced themselves from the nightmare that the mine had become, seeking sanctuary in the depths, their only thought to escape the hellish transformation that had claimed their fellow miners. As they paused, breathless and weary, in the relative safety of a secluded alcove, the reality of their situation began to sink in. The mine, once a place of refuge for Alex, had become a tomb. Its corridors now a maze of horrors from which there seemed no escape. The weight of their isolation pressed down on them, a tangible reminder of a thin line between the world they knew and the darkness that now threatened to engulf them. The transformation of the miners into creatures of nightmares marked the beginning of an ordeal that would test the bounds of their friendship and their will to survive. As the creatures that their friends had become roamed the tunnels in search of them, Alex and Jamie faced a terror that was as much a part of the earth as the ore they had once mined. Their struggle for survival had only just begun. A battle waged in the heart of darkness where light and hope were but distant memories. As the sun dipped below the horizon, casting long shadows that stretched across the quaint street of Eldritch, an ominous silence fell over the town. It was a silence that spoke of impending doom, a prelude to the nightmare that was about to unfold. The creatures, born from the depths of the earth and the folly of man's curiosity, emerged from the mine's entrance, their twisted forms a grotesque mockery of their former humanity. The town of Eldritch, with its homes nestled closely together and its streets lined with the evidence of generations of communal life, was ill-prepared for the invasion that swept through its heart. The creatures, their bodies a mass of contorted limbs and gaping maws, moved with a singular purpose: to consume and transform. Their presence turned the town into a battleground where the very essence of humanity was at stake. In the wake of the creature's onslaught, buildings that had once been the setting for countless moments of joy, sorrow, and the mundane rhythm of daily life were now scenes of horror. The townspeople, caught unawares by the terror that descended upon them, found themselves facing a foe against which they had no defense. Families were torn apart, not just by the physical distance that the chaos imposed, but by the unimaginable transformation of loved ones into the very monsters they sought to escape. From their vantage point, hidden in the shadows of the mine's deeper tunnels, Alex and Jamie could only watch in horror as the town they called home was consumed by the nightmare they had fled. The flames that now danced through Eldritch, consuming all in their path, cast a hellish glow that illuminated the creature's relentless advance. The air was thick with the smell of smoke and the anguished cries of those caught in the creature's path, a cacophony of despair that echoed through the night. Amidst the destruction, Alex felt a gnawing sense of guilt, a tormenting thought that his agoraphobia, the very thing that made the mind a refuge, had unwittingly saved them from the initial onslaught. This sanctuary, however, was now a prison. Their survival, a constant reminder of the lives lost and the once vibrant community that lay in ruins above them. The plight of Eldritch was a testament to the fragility of civilization, a stark reminder that the veneer of society is but a thin layer, easily shattered by the forces of chaos and darkness. For Alex and Jamie, the battle was not just against the creatures that hunted them, but against the loss of hope, the erosion of their spirit in the face of the overwhelming despair. In the days that followed the fall of Eldritch, Alex and Jamie found themselves navigating a world transformed. The rules of survival had changed. Silence was no longer a mere tactic, but a way of life. The creatures, though devoid of the ability to hear, possessed an uncanny sense of sight that made them formidable hunters in the ruins of the town. Adapting to this new reality required not just physical agility, but a mental resilience that both men found themselves forging in the crucible of their ordeal. They moved through Eldritch like phantoms, their presence marked only by the faintest of traces, a shadow here, a footprint there, always careful to remain unseen by the keen eyes of their predators. Their silent communication evolved into a language of gestures and signs, a silent dialogue that spoke volumes of their reliance on each other. This unspoken bond was their greatest strength, a connection that transcended words and became the foundation upon which their survival was built. The nights were the hardest, when the darkness seemed to close in on them and the creatures roamed with greater boldness. It was during these times that Alex's fear of open spaces became palpable, a claustrophobic terror that gripped him even in the absence of walls. Yet it was also during these moments that Jamie's strength shone brightest, his unwavering support, a beacon that guided Alex through the psychological and physical maze of their new existence. Their strategies for evasion and survival became more sophisticated with each passing day, a testament to the human capacity for innovation even in the direst of circumstances. They learned to read the creature's movements, to anticipate their paths, and to use the environment to their advantage, turning the ruins of Eldridge into a labyrinth of their making. One particular close encounter, as they scavenged for supplies in the remnants of a grocery store, underscored the precariousness of the situation. Mere feet away was a creature that searched with relentless determination. Alex and Jamie held their breath, their hearts pounding in their chests. It was a moment that stretched into eternity, a knife's edge upon which their survival was balanced. Surviving in silence was not just a physical challenge, but an emotional journey that tested the limits of their friendship as well, of which they had to endure. The silence that enveloped them was a double-edged sword, offering safety in the embrace while amplifying the fears that lurked in the recesses of their minds. Yet through it all, Alex and Jamie remained unbroken, their spirits undimmed by the darkness that had consumed Eldridge, their resolve strengthened by the silent vow that had made to each other to survive no matter the cost. With Eldridge now a haunting shadow of its former self, Alex and Jamie realized that survival meant more than hiding in the ruins. It necessitated escape. The old garage at the edge of the town, once a place of tinkering and casual labor, became the beacon of their hope. Within its walls lay an electric car. Silent and swift, a vessel for their deliverance. Their plan was meticulous, born out of nights of whispering in the dark, mapping routes and strategies with the precision of generals. They knew the creatures roamed with heightened vigilance at night, their eyes adept at piercing the darkness. The paradox of their escape lay in timing it with the dawn, using the first light to mask their departure, a gamble that placed them at the mercy of the creature's keen sight, but offered the cover of the rising sun. The journey to the garage was a step-by-step measure. Each breath held tight as they navigated the treacherous path they had charted through the town. The familiar streets, now transformed into a maze of danger and destruction, held memories that clawed at their hearts, reminders of what they'd lost and what they were fighting to preserve. As they reached the garage, the sight of the electric car, unassuming yet promising freedom, was a balm to their weary souls. The silence of its engine was their ally, a stark contrast to the roaring engines of the past that now seemed like echoes from another life. With a mix of apprehension and hope, they set off, the car gliding like a ghost through the abandoned streets of Eldridge. The creatures, drawn by the movement, converged on their path, their forms a blur of motion in the early light. Alex and Jamie's hearts raced, the car a fragile barrier between them and the nightmarish reality outside. The final stretch was a chaotic blend of evasion and desperation. The creatures were mere inches from their sanctuary, their claws scraping against the car's exterior in a terrifying cacophony. And then, suddenly, they were through. The town's limits receding in the rearview mirror, the creatures' forms dissolving in the morning mist. They had escaped. But the elation of survival was tempered by the weight of their losses, the knowledge that Eldridge, and all it had represented, was gone forever. As the landscape opened up before them, the oppressive boundaries of Eldridge giving way to the expansive horizon, Alex felt a stirring of something long suppressed, a sense of liberation. The open spaces that had once been his prison now offered a promise of renewal, a canvas upon which they could redraw their destinies. Beside him, Jamie navigated the silent car through the winding roads, his fate set in a determined yet thoughtful expression. Their friendship, forged in the depths of the earth and tested by the fires of survival, had emerged unscathed, a beacon of hope in a world that had showed them the depths of darkness. In the silence that enveloped them, there was space for reflection. They pondered the nature of their escape, not just the physical confines of Eldridge, but from the fears and doubts that had shackled their spirits. The ordeal had stripped them down to their essence, revealing strengths they had not known they possessed, and a resilience that would define their path forward. As the first rays of the sun broke over the hills, casting a golden glow that seemed to cleanse the world anew, Alex and Jamie shared a look of quiet understanding. They had survived the night, but more than that, they had transcended it. Their spirits unbroken, their friendship and testament to the indomitable human will to endure and to thrive in the face of the unimaginable. A first step into the new day. The road had unfurled before Alex and Jamie like the thread of fate, leading them away from the horrors of the past and towards the uncertain promise of salvation. As the adrenaline of their flight ebbed away, replaced by the weary ache of survival, they were forced to confront the reality of their situation. Their electric car, their silent steed of escape, was out of power. It could take them no further. The battery drained and its quiet hum faded into the stillness of the dawn. They found themselves at a crossroads, both literal and metaphorical, the weight of their next decision pressing heavily upon them. The nearest quarry town, known to them only through stories shared among other miners, lay several days' journey on foot. The path through the open fields was the most direct, but offered little cover from the prying eyes of these creatures. The woods, dense and untamed, presented a daunting alternative, a labyrinth of shadows and silence that promised concealment at the cost of easy navigation. With a resolve born of necessity, they chose the woods. The decision was not made lightly. Both men understood the risks, the possibility of becoming lost or worse, encountering something unknown. Yet the imperative to warn others to prevent spread of the catastrophe that had befallen Eldridge outweighed their fears. Gathering their meager supplies, they prepared for the journey. Food, water, and makeshift weapons were all they could carry. Their backpacks a testament to their determination. The edge of the woods loomed before them, a dark moor ready to swallow them whole, and with a final glance back at the world they were leaving behind, they stepped into the shadow of the trees. Part 2. The Wood's Edge. As Alex and Jamie crossed the threshold into the woods, the atmosphere shifted perceptibly. The open sky, a distant memory now, was replaced by the canopy of leaves that filtered the light into a kaleidoscope of shadows. The air was cooler here, the sound of their footsteps muffled by the thick carpet of moss and fallen leaves that blanketed the ground. The natural order of the woods seemed to have been disrupted. A silence pervaded not the peaceful quiet of untouched wilderness, but a tense, expectant hush, as if the forest itself was holding its breath. The usual cacophony of wildlife was conspicuously absent, replaced by the occasional rustle of leaves, or snap of a twig that spiked their adrenaline with fear. Their first indication that the mutation had spread beyond human bounds came in the form of a deer, or what once had been a deer. Its body was twisted, limbs elongated and bent at unnatural angles, its eyes glowing with a malevolent light. The sight of it, half hidden in the underbrush, was a stark reminder of the pervasive nature of the threat they faced. The further they ventured into the woods, the more signs of mutation they encountered. Birds with grotesquely oversized beaks, squirrels with too many limbs, each a new horror, a testament to the insidious reach of the material that had caused the transformation in Eldridge. The realization that the creatures were not confined just to the town, that the woods were no sanctuary from the horror, weighed heavily on them as they pressed on. The shadows of the trees offering cold comfort from the unseen dangers that lurked within. The descent of night in the woods brought with it a chilling transformation. The benign wilderness, navigated by the light of day, morphed into a landscape of shadows and unseen threats. Alex and Jamie, guided by the scant light of a waning moon, sought refuge in a secluded copse, a hollow shielded by thick underbrush and the twisted boughs of ancient trees. Here, Jamie's skills, honed by years of living on the land's edge, came to the forefront. With practiced hands, he crafted a shelter from branches and leaves, a temporary bastion against the night. They spoke in whispers, the memory of the creature's lack of hearing doing little to quell the instinctive fear that darkness amplified. The fire they dared not light left them cloaked in darkness, a choice made from necessity. A choice made from survival. Yet it was in this darkness that the forest revealed its corrupted heart. The night's air was rent with the sounds of mutation. The cries of creatures, they had been animals once, now turned into something else. Something horrifying. A rustling in the underbrush set their nerves on edge, A reminder that the mutated wildlife was not the only danger lurking in the woods. They caught glimpses of shapes moving in the dark. Too dark to be any ordinary animal, their forms grotesque parodies of their former selves. The body horror was not just in the visible mutations, but in the sounds they made. A cacophony of grunts, howls, and shrieks that spoke of a primal hunger. Their journey resumed at first light, but yet they remained in the shadows. The night's terror is a stark reminder of the urgency of their mission. The woods seemed endless, a maze of green and shadow that tested their resolve and their sense of direction. They moved with caution, aware that sound was their only ally in this deaf world of predators. The encounter came unexpectedly, a stumble upon a clearing where the evidence of the creature's passage was unmistakable. Tracks, deep and erratic, led to the remains of what might have been a campsite, now torn asunder. Hiding among the dense foliage, they watched as a patrol of the mutated creatures investigated the area. The monsters were a nightmare made flesh. Their bodies a mass of tentacles, claws, and misshapen limbs. The creatures communicated through a series of gestures and contortions, a grotesque ballet that served as a stark reminder of the fate that awaited all who fell to the mutation. Alex and James's breath caught in their throats as they observed, their presence undetected thanks to the creature's lack of hearing. The silence was a double-edged sword, however, as every movement they made carried the risk of visual discovery. They remained motionless, a test of wills against the creature's keen eyesight. The patrol eventually moved on, leaving behind a silence that was almost as terrifying as their presence had been. The two men waited, ensuring the creatures were well away before continuing their trek. The encounter was a grim lesson in the reality of their new world, a place where humanity was prey and stealth was the only currency of survival. The terrain grew more challenging as they progressed, the dense foliage giving way to rocky outcrops and steep ravines. Physical exhaustion set in, their bodies a testament to the toll of constant vigilance and the strain of navigating the treacherous landscape. Yet above all, the psychological exhaustion was what proved most daunting, the constant fear of discovery and the horrors witnessed that gnawed at their resolve. Despite the hardships, or perhaps because of them, the bond between Alex and Jamie still yet deepened. Their friendship, forged in the mind of Eldred and tempered in the fire of their escape, became the beacon of their hope in the darkness. They shared stories of the past, of dreams for the future, that seemed increasingly like a fairy tale, bringing them back to what they were fighting for. Their journey was a series of close calls and narrow escapes, each encounter with the mutated wildlife a reminder of the pervasive threat. They learned to read the land, to see the signs of the creature's passage, and to avoid them. Each step forward was a victory, each mile gained a testament to their determination. Emerging from the woods was like stepping into a different world. The oppressive claustrophobia of the forest gave way to the open skies of the quarry's town's outskirts. The transition was jarring. The open space had a reminder of the world they'd lost, yet there was no time to dwell on the past. Their mission was clear. Approaching the town was a study in caution. The trauma of Eldritch haunted them, the fear of what they might find, of what might have already happened, a weight that dragged at their steps. Their warning was met with skepticism and fear, the townsfolk unable to comprehend the horrors of the creatures without seeing them firsthand. Convincing them required all of Alex's and James's persuasive abilities, their tale a harrowing account of survival and loss. The reaction was mixed, some ready to heed the warning, others paralyzed by disbelief. Yet the seed of caution was planted, the hope that this town might be spared the fate of Eldritch, a slender thread to cling to. Their mission, although completed, Alex and Jamie faced an uncertain future. They had survived the woods and the creatures, but the world beyond was a vast unknown. The journey had changed them inside and out, their friendship a light in the darkness, guiding them forward. And so ends part one of Alex and Jamie in the tale Underneath Eldritch. And so, dear listeners, we close the chapter on Underneath Eldridge, a tale that has taken us deep into the minds of human fear and resilience. What began as a journey into the unknown depths of the Earth transformed into a harrowing saga of survival, friendship, and the indomitable human spirit confronting the unimaginable. Through Alex and Jamie's eyes, we witness the horror of transformation, the desolation of a town besieged by monstrosities, and the length to which humanity will go to survive the darkest of times. Their journey, marked by moments of sheer terror and profound bravery, serves as a testament to the power of hope amidst despair. As we leave the woods behind and step back into the light, we're reminded of the shadows that lurk just beneath the surface, waiting for the chance to emerge. Underneath Eldridge challenges us to confront our fears, to stand united in the face of adversity, and to remember that even in the darkest of times, there is light to be found, albeit the light is dull. Thank you for joining me on this journey into the heart and horrific story. If you've been captivated, horrified, or simply intrigued by the story of Underneath Eldridge, share this with those who dare to explore the depths alongside you. And a big shout out to you, the lovely listener, for sticking this long. Now, I'm going to go right into my Patreon thank yous. These are the legends that support this podcast, aka me, that keep me punching up and chugging onto every new story. Now, I'm going to continue this story next week and then shake it up the week after. That's just how I do things. Unless, if there's popular demand, I will keep getting that story pumped along my way. Just depends on how much I can get turned around in time. But I digress. Let's jump onto thanking my patrons. Coincidentally, if you want to support me, www.patreon.com/SFGT for as much as a cup of tea a month. Simple as that. All right, let's get to it. Now brace yourselves for an avalanche of thanks coming your way. First up is the awe-inspiring, the enigmatic, the supreme tea sorcerer, Matto Star, our Ode Night Tea Titan patron, a celestial marvel. If any, Matto, you're more than just a supporter. You bring this podcast to brand new heights. The bringer of evening elixirs, a celestial rock star with gravitas. Matto, you're more than just a benefactor. You're the Yoda to my Luke Skywalker, guiding me through the nebulous expanse of podcast finances with sage-like, well, sage-icity. Not sure if that's a word, but I hope it is. Your backing illuminates our path like a beacon, keeps the audio machine a-hummin', and ensures the tea collection is super-duper on top and on point. The razzle-dazzle essence that you bring is like a disco ball for this podcast, sending every episode into supernova. Dudio, thank you, Matto, for your awesome, awesome friendship, your awesome support, and kindness. We are all lucky to have your support because we all benefit from it. I'm really grateful, and thank you so much, Matto. You're not only a superstar, but a bloody legend. Have a fantastic week, mate. Next, it's time to unfurl the red carpet of wizardry for our duo of white tea warlords, starting with the mythic, the unmatched muscle maven, Leza the sinew sunderer. And buddy, we're diving headfirst into more token-esque sagas with you, Leza, your passion in vanquishing the grey goblins of dullness and raising the white tea standard of jubilation is truly heroic. Your patronage is akin to a sorcerer's potion. One drink and it's going to set me to be muscle-bound like He-Man. Just like you, I think. Dude, you're cooler than a sorcerer spinning records in Middle-Earth's hippest club. And trust me, wizards know a trick or two when it comes to spinning records. Absolutely a sight to behold. And to you, my legend, thank you. Thank you for your support. The Shire will miss your strength, but I'm glad you're here. And lastly, soaring into our festivities with the zest of a caffeine-powered kangaroo, let's shine the spotlight on the incredible, the brilliante Joseph Schroeder, our revered white tea warlord as well. Bring this podcast to its up-par excellence. Joseph, your support is like diving headfirst into our celebrations whilst carrying a turbocharged koala. We turn enthusiastic cheers into the extraordinary, the unmatched. Joseph, thank you so much, man. for being the sunbeam that breaks through the clouds, radiating charm, spark, and joy, and laying their foundation for our creative storytelling. Cheers, mate, for being the spark that transforms our podcast from whispers in the shadows to a roaring celebration every Monday. Thank you so much, Joseph. Have a fantastic week as well. It's a pleasure to have your patronage. And of course, let's raise our teacups in unanimous decision to our El Grain forces, the fearless defenders against the terrifying forces of boredom and plainicity. I'm lucky to be blessed with this formidable squad. Chad Warren, Joss Heather, Sunshine Days, Juicebox Andy, Peter Raffaele, Michelangelo Iacone, Divided by Zero, Leah Fassig, Alia Arcane, Paige Kramer, Jane Gumnick, Michael Krupp, Jandy Prinz, and Seductive Smiles. Thank you so much, my Patreon powerhouses. You are the mitochondria of this podcast, my El Grain forces. Thank you so much. You truly are the bee's knees. And I wish everyone here a fantastic week ahead, and I'll see you next Monday. Now brew your tea, make it just right. Flavoring precise, a pure delight. Like tales in books, let it flow, guiding us where old fables go. Stories bind us hand in hand. In a world of wonder, we stand. Old audio, a nostalgic refrain, reminding us of how we've changed. So stay a while, lend an ear. Let the stories draw you near. And as the end draws nigh, hope to see you again. Bye and bye. See you next Monday, legends. Catch ya.